lift me up and let me stand by faith on heaven's stable land. Higher faith than I have found, Lord, let my feet on higher ground.
It's a good life. Coming to you from Central Baptist Church, located at 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida. Please join us as Dr. Lewis Woodard teaches and preaches from the King James Bible. Our prayer for you is that this program will help lift you to higher ground with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Now, Dr. Woodard.
Problems here, there, and everywhere. Well, what about God and my problems? See, a problem is something that must be solved. For example, in life, we're presented with many problems to solve. Some of them are easy and may be solved without much difficulty, such as, what am I going to eat for breakfast this morning? Other problems can be more challenging to solve. In some instances, we might not even know where to begin. Well, sometimes we do not know the answer. And many times, we do not know where to start to find the answer. Well, you know, life is filled with problems. There are both easy ones and difficult ones. There may be a person in your life who is hard to get along with. How do you solve that problem? You might be sick and with the flu or whatever and get behind in some work you have to do. How do you solve that problem? You might even get the urge to run away from your problems. How do you solve your problems? Well, some problems are difficult, as we've said, and we might wish that we could live in a problem-free world where nothing ever goes wrong and everything always happens as we want it to happen. But such a world would be a dream world and not the real world. Well, what did the Lord Jesus Christ tell us to expect in the real world? In John chapter 16 and verse 33, it says, "These things have I spoken unto you." This is Jesus speaking. "That in me you might have peace. In the world you shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world." You notice there that Jesus did not say, "In the world you shall have no problems." He did not say, "Everything will go smoothly with no disappointments and no difficulties." Jesus did say, "In the world you shall have tribulation." That's trouble, pressures, and problems. These, once again, are difficulties. On Mars, there are no problems. Why? Well, suppose 100 people got into a spaceship and they transported there and they made it to Mars to live there, and then there would be problems on Mars. Where there are people, there are problems. We recognize that there are problems. Each person here faces problems. Can you think of problems you are facing right now? Are you facing problems with your family, your job, friends, or possibly maybe even another church member? Maybe someone who was once your friend is no longer your friend. You may be facing the problem of sickness, unhappiness, guilt. This guilt would be being bothered of things that you have done wrong in the past. There may be a number of problems that you are facing right now. Well, the Bible is clear. What are we to do? Expect the unexpected. There are very real problems and things that all people face. Should the believer expect problems and troubles and difficulties to be part of his life? Well, let's see what the Bible says. We've already read what Jesus said. You're going to have problems. But in 2 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse 8, it tells us that we are troubled on every side. Just as you can take a balloon and squeeze it on every side, so the believer is squeezed by the pressures and problems of life. The verse also says, we are perplexed. This is 2 Corinthians 4:8. Sometimes we do not know how to solve our problems. Well, the Bible in Psalm 34 and verse 19, it says, many are the afflictions of the righteous. The believer can expect problems. Some people seem to have more problems than others. Well, we know that David had problems. He faced a giant with a staff in his hand, a sling, and 5 smooth stones from a brook. What the giant didn't know was that he was not facing a simple shepherd boy. He was facing the power of Almighty God. David told Goliath, "This day will the Lord deliver thee into mine hand." This is 1 Samuel 17, verse 46. And then we see Paul. Paul the apostle waited for the cold steel of the executioner's blade to remove his head. And he could say, "I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. Henceforth there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness." 2 Timothy chapter 4. After spending a night in a cave with bloodthirsty lions, Daniel in the morning said, "My God hath sent his angel and hath shut the lions' mouths, that they have not hurt me." Daniel chapter 6 and verse 22. Well, Moses faced many problems in his life. Before he and the people of Israel left Egypt, Moses was told by God that at the midnight hour, he would pass through the land of Egypt and destroy and kill the firstborn of man and beast. But God told Moses, "And the blood shall be to you for a token upon the houses where you are. And when I see the blood, I will pass over you." Exodus chapter 12 and verse 13. On and on the list goes. Joseph faced many problems, and in every situation, the hand of God was upon him to protect him. In Genesis chapter 39 and verse 2, it says, "And the Lord was with Joseph." But the Lord was with Joseph, Genesis 39, 21. The Lord was with him, that's with Joseph, Genesis 39, 23. You see, the Lord Jesus Christ had problems as well. But God the Father said of Jesus, "Thou art my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." Mark chapter 1, verse 11. He went on to say in Mark chapter 9 and verse 7, "This is my beloved Son, hear him." Matthew 22 and verse 44, "The Lord said unto my Lord, sit thou on my right hand till I make thine enemies thy footstool." Well, this is quoted from Psalm chapter 110 and verse 1. It says there, "The Lord said unto my Lord, sit thou at my right hand until I make thine enemies thy footstool." You see, in these verses that we've read and that I've just read, Christ specifically applies Psalm 110 and verse 1 to himself, claiming that he is not just the son of David, but he's David's Lord. Well, let's face it. You are going to have problems. 1 Peter chapter 4 and verse 12 says, "Beloved, think it not strange concerning the fiery trial which is to try you, as though some strange thing happened unto you." It's not strange. Well, what can you do? I see that, first of all, you can realize that you need help. There are four verses in the Psalms that all say the same thing. Psalm 40 and verse 17 says, "But I am poor and needy." All these Psalms says this, Psalm 40 and verse 17, Psalm 70 and verse 5, Psalm 86 and verse 1, Psalm 109 verse 22. These Psalms remind us that we are poor and needy. We need help. What can you do? I think, first of all, you need to admit, "I am a poor and needy sinner." Suppose you were told you had to have an operation to have your gallbladder removed. Well, you can't remove your own gallbladder. Who would you ask to do the operation? Would you go to your auto mechanic to do the removal of the gallbladder? After all, he is a professional. He knows all about removing internal parts, transmissions, spark plugs, water pumps, and so forth. Well, in a sense, he is an automobile physician. Of course, an automobile mechanic is not the physician you need for your gallbladder. You need a physician who knows about gallbladders. Well, what about the problems you face in life? Do you go to your automobile mechanic or the gallbladder physician? Where should you go for help with your problems? If you cannot solve a spiritual problem, a family problem, a church problem, then you must get help from someone. You must go to someone who is able and willing to help you solve the problem. Whom do you go to? Who is able and willing to help us solve life's greatest problems? Well, the psalmist knew the answer. "I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth." Psalm 121 verses 1 and 2. According to these verses, who is the one who is able to be your helper? Of course, it is the Lord. If God could make the heavens and the earth, do you think he has the power to help you solve the problems that you are facing right now? 2 Chronicles chapter 20 and verse 12, it says, "Oh, our God, wilt thou not judge them? For we have no might against this great company that cometh against us, neither know we what to do, but our eyes are upon thee. Well, in this verse, the children of Israel were facing great problems. They were facing one particular problem here, which they could not solve themselves. They were being invaded by the enemy. They said, we have no might, and we do not know what to do. They looked in the right direction for help. Their help would come from the Lord. Consider this Psalm 25, verse 15. Mine eyes are ever toward the Lord, for he shall pluck my feet out of the net. Well, here the net represents one of your problems. You cannot get your feet out of the net yourself. You need help from the Lord. Our eyes should not be on the problem, in other words, the net. Our eyes should be on the one who can solve the problem, God Himself. Well, go to God for help in time of need and when you are afraid, according to Psalm 37, verse 39. It says, but the salvation of the righteous is of the Lord. He is their strength in time of what? Trouble. Hebrews chapter 4 and verse 16. Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Psalm 56 and verse 3, what time I am afraid, I will trust in thee. Well, to find help, you need to begin with God and His Word. In Psalm 50 and verse 15, it says, I call, in other words, in prayer, I am to call upon the Lord. Call upon me, he says, in the day of trouble, and I will deliver thee, and thou shalt glorify me. We call, and God hears, according to Psalm 116 and verse 1. Says, I love the Lord because he hath heard my voice and my supplications. We call, God hears, and then God speaks. He speaks through his word. Psalm 85 and verse 8, for he will speak peace unto his people and to his saints, but let them not turn again to folly. And then I hear what God says. I will hear what God the Lord will speak. Psalm 85 and verse 8. Well, why must you go to God and his word? Well, there are times when you may ask, does God have anything to say about my problems and how to solve them? Does God really know about me and things that I face? Does God really care? Well, sometimes we fail to realize how much God knows about us, about our problems, and how much He cares. God is very familiar with us, our lives, and our world. See, the truth is that God knows us better than we know ourselves. God knew all about us before we were even born. Listen to what God said about Jeremiah in Jeremiah chapter 1 and verse 5. Before I formed thee, God said, before I formed thee in the belly, I knew thee, and before thou camest forth out of the womb, I sanctified thee. God knew all about Jeremiah even before he was in the womb of his mother. Well, the same is true for you and I as it was for Jeremiah. God knew you even before you were conceived in your mother's womb. See, God knows all about us. Psalm chapter 139, verses 1 through 6 talks about this, how that God knows all about us before we were even conceived, before we were born. He knows the exact day that I will die, and he knows how I will die. God knows me better than I know myself, and he knows you as well. Well, God has solved man's greatest problem, and that is getting into God's holy heaven. How can a sinful person go to God's holy heaven? The Bible says, all have sinned and come short of the glory of God, Romans 3:23. Receive Jesus as personal Savior, according to John chapter 1 and verse 12. It says, but as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. Romans 6:23 says, the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Romans 10:13. Next time, we'll start looking at some symptoms of problems. The first symptom that we're going to look at is worry.
You have been listening to It's a Good Life with Dr. Lewis Woodard. We trust you have been blessed. More biblical teaching about the Christian life can be found by visiting our websites, lrwm.org or itsagoodliferadio.com. We would love to hear from you today. Our email address is life@lrwm.org. This is Doug Anderson reminding you that it's a good life serving the Lord. May the Lord bless you richly is our prayer.